In Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul reflects as he assesses his frustrations over his own sinfulness. Lord willing, let's allow our ears to hear and be reflective of our own frustrations as we listen to Paul's honesty and see his frustrations turn to hope in the assurance of Christ Jesus. Paul says, "For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do everything that I hate. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep doing. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" So many of us might relate to that. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? What I don't want to miss, and what I don't want you to miss, is what Paul says next. "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, for as much as we may lament our sinfulness and over the lost nature of the world, thank you, God, for being greater than our emotions and our flesh. Thank you for allowing us to feel and to grasp the full weight of our sin and simultaneously showing us the hope of the slain Lamb who is worthy of all praise and honor and glory and power. Sometimes, Lord, it's so easy for our hearts to turn our laments into such emotional tragedies that it allows us to feel and sometimes be convinced of that we are just despised by you and withdrawn from your love and even without hope. But you assure us that for whenever our hearts condemn us, God, you are greater than our heart, and you know everything. You know that when Jesus drank the cup of your wrath in our place, he drank it in full. And when Christ said it was finished, it was. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. These words aren't foreign to us. Lord, we've heard them. Yet how so very often we misuse them. We forget them. We don't believe them. And feel the weight, like John did, of an unopened scroll. However heavy the weight of it, thankfully, Lord, the weight of it isn't our reality. There is one worthy to open it, and the reality is that our justification is judicial, and we are free from guilt and declared righteous in Christ. This very moment, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, the root of David, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the slain Lamb with seven horns and seven eyes, through Paul's vulnerability and ours, help us to grasp the full weight of Paul's reality and ours, that we are never more righteous, never more loved than we are in Christ Jesus. No matter how negative our thoughts, no matter how intense our weeping, no matter how angry we get, The verdict always belongs to you, God, not us. That the blood of Christ speaks louder before you than our weeping and our self-condemning thoughts. Help us, gracious God, to feel the weight of this, that your assessment of us in Christ is more accurate and more authoritative than our assessment of ourselves. Help us to feel the assurance that Christ presently lives to intercede on our behalf, that the Lion of the tribe of Judah ensures that no charge from anyone or anywhere or anything, even if it arises from ourselves, can ever be brought against us. As we move forward into your word this morning, allow us, Father, by your Holy Spirit, to understand fully how it's possible to feel the full weight of our sin and also completely rest fully in the assurance of our hope in Christ Jesus. We give you all praise and honor and glory. Amen.